Warning to our listeners, the next interview contains some sensitive subject matter. Hazing is illegal, but it still happens. Now, Juanita High School in Kirkland is under fire for hazing, and police believe the school's football culture supports it. Jeff Baker is a sports and investigative reporter for the Seattle Times. It was discovered after an incident that occurred back in October of 2014.
There was an assault that took place in a high school locker room involving a volunteer manager of the football team. He was a special needs student who was 18 years old, and he was lured into a shower room area, and some football players pulled his pants down and prodded at him with a broomstick. And, as a result of that, five players were later arrested. They were charged with attempted rape. Three of them have pled guilty to lesser charges of a third-degree assault. Another one is expected to plead guilty at some point, but the case is still pending. So technically, there's still two cases pending, and nobody else has pled guilty. So the police started investigating this, and during their investigation, all kinds of questions came up about whether this behavior had happened before. In fact, one of the defenses used by the students was that this kind of thing has happened before.
And in fact, the judge in the case says he thinks there's a hazing culture at Juanita High School. Why does he say that?
He says that because he read a bunch of submissions, including police reports, including interviews done by defense lawyers of witnesses and football players on the team, that said that broomstick hazing in various forms was actually going on at the school prior to that attack.
And what are school officials saying about this?
School officials say that there was no such hazing going on. There was no hazing culture at the school prior to this attack, and that this was an isolated incident. And certainly it was an extreme incident. Nobody's alleging that anything went as severely as this.
What's their evidence? Why is there a difference of opinion about that?
There's a difference of opinion because, I don't know, you'd have to ask the school that. The school says they hired an investigator, and the school district actually hired an investigator to look into this, and he concluded there was no hazing culture. But we obtained some police reports recently, and they indicate that they interviewed a bunch of football player witnesses to this crime. Not the accused, but witnesses. And the witnesses who were all on the team say that, there'd been a hazing ritual called Juby, in which in some cases a broomstick was used, in some cases it was just fingers, in some cases it was a threat to use something that involved sodomy hazing.
This story is pretty disturbing when you read it and when you hear about it. How common is this kind of thing, both locally and nationally, in 2015?
It's tough to speak to it as far as how common it is because, a lot of it is kept quiet. I mean, hazing's been going on for decades in football. I played football 30 years ago, and I can tell you there was hazing that went on, and some of it involved implied broomsticks. This has just gone on for a long time. The difference now, I think, in recent decades, we've had people made more aware that this constitutes more of assault when it gets to that degree, maybe even sexual assault. And in this case, at least, there were sexual assault charges initially filed, attempted rape charges filed. So, I mean, there's a lot more awareness now. And I think in the last 10 years, you've certainly seen cases evolve around the country involving a broomstick type or hazing that involves some type of sodomy or an idea of sodomy. And that's not just in any one region of the country. That's happened on the East Coast, happened in the Midwest, in the South. It's happened, we've had allegations of it now here in the Northwest. So it's certainly the reporting of it and the investigating of it by police is becoming more common.
It seems like it's 2015 and schools have really gone after bullying, but there's almost a disconnect. Why does it seem like this culture of hazing is so persistent?
I think it's so persistent just because it's tradition and it has been done for so long and attitudes take a while to change. No, I will say that officials at Juanita and officials at the Lake Washington School District have said that they are very emphatic about impressing upon their athletes that this is not acceptable behavior. They said that they would not tolerate this if it was known. And you hear that a lot from different schools. Now, whether or not that's actually the case, that remains to be seen. Certainly, a lot of lip service is paid to that idea that it's not acceptable, but obviously in some cases around the country you still have players getting arrested, you still have coaches getting fired over this kind of thing. So I would say it's tough to change that thing overnight. I mean, that's something that goes back generations.
What about this boys will be boys attitude? Does that still exist?
I think it will always exist in football. I mean, the mindset of a football player and of a football team is often to isolate yourselves from the world that's outside of you. It's always it's us against them. Nobody believes we can win. And in football, it really is a psychological game, and there is a lot of this psychological conditioning that goes on with players. And a lot of it's not with evil intent. It's to try to win, and it gives you an edge. It helps you win. I mean, I've played football. I know that goes on. And I think some of that plays into this. I think over the years it has. It's like, yeah, society might have these rules about what's tolerated with bullying and with this and that, but this is football. This is how we do our hazing. This is how we do our initiation. It's gone on for decades, and it's okay to do it now, regardless of what the outside world
is. And we're building character. We're creating a culture of toughness, and that's what it takes to win.
I mean, football does build character, and it does when it's done properly, but there's a fine line sometimes between conditioning young boys, young men, to be psychologically tougher and to overcome, you know, not do what mommy and daddy are telling them all the time, between doing that and going too far. And you see what happens, you know, in some cases. I mean, boys are boys, and there's a reason we don't throw them in jail for adult crimes. I mean, their mindset is not fully developed yet, and sometimes if the supervision isn't there and the adults don't take the lead and don't tell them the difference between right or wrong as clearly as they can, I mean, there are ways that it can go off the rails.
What's your sense as a sports reporter about how seriously they're taking this, not just at Wineeta, but at other schools in Washington State?
I think they're taking it really seriously now. And not to be flippant about it, I think they are taking it more seriously than 20 years ago, certainly than when I played junior college football and briefly college football 30 years ago. I mean, things have changed. The mindset has changed very much so in that amount of time. And I think the whole attitude towards bullying in high schools, regardless of sports, has changed dramatically over the last 15, 20 years. You wouldn't hear that kind of talk 20 years ago.
What is it going to take for us to just not be reading about this kind of stuff in the paper?
I think it's going to take time. You know, and I think certainly that whenever you're trying to affect change in society, there's always going to be instances that arise that go contrary to what people are trying to accomplish. And it's just, I think, you know, in some ways, when you have incidents like this that get reported like this, and that obviously Wineeta High School is not happy that this is all coming out. I mean, it's going to cause people to double up on their supervision, as Wineeta's done. They say they've increased supervision of kids since this happened in 2014. And, you know, schools are going to take a hard look at the rules they have in place, and they're going to see if there's any place they can improve it.
Jeff Baker is a sports and investigative reporter for the Seattle Times. You can read his story in the Seattle Times.